Hey, Dad, can I get a dollar?
A dollar? A dollar? Man, I got you. Come on. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Gray.
And your boy, Bizzle.
And we are back in the house. Y'all probably like, man, what happened to Dad? Can I get a dollar? Did they ghost us? Did they leave us? Did they hang us out to dry? Nah, man, we just had to take a little break, a little summer vacay, a little summer hiatus. But we back to our regular scheduled programming. We just been doing a lot of stuff. We had some trips. We had work. We had power outages. We had, we just had a little bit of everything going on. But we back in the studio doing our thing. Bizzle, what's up, man? What's going on with you?
Nothing. I got back from Vegas.
Vegas. So part of the reason for the hiatus was Bizzle went on his vacation to Las Vegas, to the desert, to the bright lights, the big city. Went out there.
I didn't enjoy it, bro. I did not enjoy it.
He did not enjoy it because the heat was tremendous. What were the temperatures, man? What were we looking like with the temperatures out there?
It was like 110 plus at like 8 o'clock. I'm not even joking.
So what does that feel like? 110 at 8 o'clock, like. Give us paint a picture for us.
Okay, so see how it is now, like humidity, but instead of it being like as cold as it is right now, around 7 degrees, it'll just be hot, like just hot, just super hot.
Super hot, like, and you were out there for about 10 days, so so every day it was heat, suppressive heat. Every day on you.
Basically.
Like, what do you do to stay cool?
I don't know what we did. We just stayed inside for most of the stay there.
Yeah, stayed inside. You have to stay in the AC. But Biz went out there to visit family out there, his cousins, his aunts, uncles.
The
last time you went out there was
2 years ago.
How many years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. So he had to make his return to the big city. Right when you got out there, the summer league was wrapping up. So did you run into any ballers out there in the airport?
I'm not sure. If I didn't, then it would be kind of weird to see like 15 guys carrying around Adidas bags.
Yeah, they probably were coming. Those guys that you saw, they probably were coming from the summer league and heading out to, back home or back training or whatever. Because that was the last, I think that was the last, when you got out there, that was the last day of summer league. So it was like a championship game. So everybody else has, lost or, completed their tournament run. But that's pretty cool. When you go out to Vegas, you usually run into people, celebrities. You'll see someone that you, the last time I went to Las Vegas, I saw Montel Williams. You don't know him. That's a Wash reference, but he's the host of a daytime talk show. So I was just walking. I'm like, look, there go Montel Williams. Like, boom, right there. Another memorable Vegas sighting. I saw Lil Boosie. He was like, it was him and like maybe another dude. And he just had on his chain and he had his Boosie fade. I'm like, yo, that's Lil Boosie right there. I didn't walk up to him or nothing. I think I just like did the head nod. I'm trying to think who else have I seen. I can't remember, but, you know, when you're in Vegas, you see a lot of people. But my question, Bizzle, when you were out there in Las Vegas, you got to see firsthand in and out. Was it trash? No. Yes or no?
No.
Why was In-N-Out not trash? Because in my humble opinion, In-N-Out is trash. I didn't see what the hype was about, but you saw it. You got a taste to, you got a chance to experience it. Tell me your thoughts.
It's average.
Average. That's okay. All I got. Average. Okay. So it's not the greatest thing since sliced bread.
No, it's not.
But when you came back, you was like, In-N-Out is not trash. It's pretty good. I liked it. So why are you not keeping that same energy?
My opinion changed.
Why did your opinion change?
Because, like, I actually came back to my senses. I was under heat stroke.
The heat was playing tricks on you. So you could, it was affecting your judgment. So let me ask you this about the Vegas trip. Did you get a chance to walk on the strip?
No.
You and mom, did y'all do that?
No.
Y'all didn't?
No, we didn't.
It was so hot, so you really couldn't get out there like that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Did you go shopping? They have a lot of shopping out there. Did you go shopping?
Yes, we went to the mall.
Went to the mall, okay.
For literally nothing. We bought nothing from the mall.
Wow, you didn't see nothing from the mall you liked?
No.
No? What would you, I mean, what were you looking for?
Nothing. I wasn't looking for anything.
You got a chance to go to the mall and you couldn't find anything?
Well, we were looking for shoes and that's where I got the, I didn't get any shoes.
Okay. All right. I mean, it happens. Sometimes you go to the mall and you just don't see you know what it is? When you go to the mall looking for something, then you can't find anything. But if you go to the mall and you don't have, like, you know, anything in mind that you're looking for, and you see everything, and you're like, I want to buy the whole mall because everything jumps out. So it might have been one of those, you know, occasions like that. You did it?
Yeah.
One more thing about the trip. How was your flying experience? So walk us through, like, you know, your flight, you know, your itinerary. Where did y'all leave from? Where did you have your layover? How was the flight? You know, walk us through.
Okay, so first part of the flight, me and mom get bad security, blah, 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 blah. So, and then we get onto the...
So, blah, blah, blah. Was security okay, like, going through TSA?
Yeah.
It was no problem? Nobody pat you down or anything?
No.
Nobody, like, checked the dog that come sniff you around or anything like that?
Well, the dog actually did sniff me. It was probably sniffing me because I had, like, a chocolate bar.
And he was actually checking for narcotics and stuff.
Okay.
So, I'm glad you were good, you know. Didn't want no problems at the airport because that's major stuff. Okay, but continue.
Then we get onto the plane, and then everything's good. Then we go to, it's actually like West Virginia or something. It was named Washington. That's the name of the airport. But we actually went to West Virginia, which would be longer than if we went to Washington.
Well, I think you went to Northern Virginia, and you went to Dulles International. So that's in... D.C. has like two major airports, Dulles and Reagan. So you guys went to Dulles, which is a little bit bigger, which is bigger than Reagan. So y'all went further though. But yeah, so continue. Sorry. I just had to get that.
Okay, and then we get back down. Then we got to hurry across the airport, basically. Well, they had to move it. So instead of it going just going straight, you got to go straight and then take a left turn, and then you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go there, and then once... Then we take off, then we get back, then I know I'm skipping a lot, but nothing really happened on the plane. We go up, and then we go down, and then my ears start hurting.
So y'all flew direct, not direct, but from Charlotte to Dulles, Northern Virginia, and then you go all the way to Vegas. And
that took a long time, 4 hours.
4 hours. How did you deal with 4 hours on the plane with no Wi-Fi?
I slept.
You slept? Were you snoring?
Mom said that I wasn't snoring.
Oh, well, that's good because you snore at home, boy. You like. So, if you were snoring like that, they might have asked you to, excuse me, sir. We're going to have to take an emergency landing because you are snoring too loud. So, you basically you guys flew cross country, 4 hours. You said your ears. How was your ears affected? Like,
they were hurting a lot when we were coming down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But I did a physical on my ears. I had a physical in general, and the doctor said that that's normal. It's just normal for that to happen.
Yeah, it's like that pressure. You know, it can kind of affect your ear. But I think you did pretty good job. Mom said you did good, so. That's the big thing. Let me ask you this though. So when y'all land into Las Vegas, like, what's the first thing you see when you get off the airplane?
Well, the first thing that I see is like this big hotel looking building with like a bunch of lights on it or something. I can't really tell if there are normal lights, but like they keep flickering on and off. So I'm like, is this place like under service or something? Is it like out of order? And then I asked my mom, and then she says that that's just normal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's one thing you're going to see. You come off the airplane, you're going to see flashing lights, you're going to see casino slot machines right there in the airport. So, the Vegas really welcomes you right when you land. So, well, that's good, man. I'm glad you had a good time out there. You saw your cousins. Spend time, quality time with them, your aunts and uncles. It was hot out there because while Bizzle was away, I was like, checking on him, texting him, calling him. And he's like, Dad, it's just super hot out here. And I'm like, well, here in North Carolina, it's still pretty hot here. So that's how the summers be. But we didn't have to face 110. So we did have that going for us. But I was like, man, he's been gone for, I think after the third day, that's when I was like, man, it's my guy. He's out in Vegas, man. He's doing his thing. So I got a little long. I'm like, man, where my dog at? But it got closer and closer to their time to leave. And then as soon as he got home, he came straight here. I was like, man, what's up? And we chopped it up for a little bit, and then he went to sleep because he wasn't really tired, though. You had energy. So, I mean,
I've been on the plane all day.
Yeah. That travel.
I slept all day.
You slept all day, so you were rested up like that?
Yeah.
That traveling is no joke. Cross country like that, so I'm glad you got rest, and then you came home, you had some energy. And we hung out, so I was glad my guy had a good time, that he made it home safely, and he doesn't have to deal with 110 degrees, because that's something crazy, bro. But you did it, you survived, so proud of you, my guy.
Yay, I'm so proud of myself. That's a new book, I Survived 110 Degrees at 8 p.m. Buy it now, limited edition with a free poster.
Free poster at Amazon. So we're Amazon Prime, you can get into this.
Also, by the way, speaking of prices, we now get paid.
Yes, we are. That's a great segue, Bizzle. We are through our wonderful partners at Anchor. We can accept donations. So we'll send out the information through the Twitter page, and I'll share some more information. So if you like us, you want to contribute, help defray some of the cost of operating this media machine that we run here called Dad, Can I Get a Dollar Podcast? Hook us up, man. We greatly appreciate it. But yeah, we are accepting donations. Donation, donation, donation. But, Bizzle, anything else with Vegas you want to wrap up and share?
No.
Well, that's it. On to the next, guys. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Greg.
And your boy, Vizzle.
And we back in the Heezy. Vizzle, while you were away, there were a lot of NBA action going on. So we just want to give a quick, you know, recap what you missed while you were away. The biggest story was the Kawhi Leonard trade. Kawhi Leonard traded from San Antonio to Toronto Raptors. San Antonio sent Kawhi, Danny Green to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan. Another center, big guy, and then they sent like a top 15 draft pick or something, protected draft pick, something like that. But the major players were, you know, DeMar DeRozan and Kawhi Leonard. So, Bizzle, your initial thoughts of Kawhi going to Toronto?
I don't really care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Well, you're not a big, you're not a San Antonio fan, and you're not a Toronto fan, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. Both the teams probably still not gonna make it past the second round, anyways.
The second round? You don't think so? You don't think Toronto?
Well, third round. Well, cause they're not gonna make it to the finals. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know Toronto. I mean, you got the East. LeBron, you know, he's no longer in the East, so. He's not being a bully and taking people's lunch money in the Eastern Conference anymore. But you do have, you know, Boston. You do have Philly, Milwaukee, Indiana. You want to throw Indiana in the mix?
No.
As you know, I'm just saying they in the mix. I'm not saying they're going to win the whole thing. But I'd say Toronto, if Kawhi Leonard is healthy and he's motivated to play, I think all the guys, these are professional guys, so they're going to play. It's not like they're not going to compete. So I'm not even going to question his motivation. I think he's going to play hard. Main thing is if he's healthy. I mean, they got a nice little squad. And they can do some damage. So I'm excited to see what they do with Kawhi Leonard. If he enjoys his stay in Toronto, I imagine Drake is going to be recruiting him as well, showing him the city. Yeah, Toronto is a beautiful city. Bizzle, we're gonna go to Toronto.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we are going to Toronto. That's one of our goals to get to this season actually. We want to go to Toronto to see a basketball game, go up there to see his team. He has his favorite team is the Minnesota Timberwolves. His favorite player is Zach LaVine. One of his favorite players is Zach LaVine for Chicago Bulls. So I was thinking the NBA hasn't released their official schedule yet for 2018. They just released the opening night games, the MLK games, and the Christmas Day games, but they haven't released a full schedule yet. So as soon as we get that full schedule, we'll look at the date, you know, when Chicago goes to Toronto and plays, or when Minnesota goes to Toronto and play, and that will be our big trip. That'll be one of our big trips to go to Toronto to go see your favorite team or your favorite player. What you think about that?
Cool.
T Dot International, and we're gonna call you International Bizzle.
IB program,
yeah. IB International Biz, that's what you call you. So you can take pictures with the Space Needle.
Space Needle's in Seattle.
Yeah, my bad. The Sky Tower, right? My bad.
I don't know.
The CSN Tower, I think it's in. CN Tower, I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the tower in Toronto. But yeah, that's our big trip, one of our big trips that we're going to do. Sorry.
Okay, just a quick question. I know this isn't related to anything, but did Cam Newton get traded or something, or is he injured?
No, it's preseason. Sorry, guys. We got preseason football going on in the background. This is the first game, so Carolina's playing Buffalo, and Cam just played like one series. That's all.
I thought that this was a regular season.
Oh, no. Man, that would be some breaking news if Cam was not playing for the Panthers Because I'll be like, what is going on?
What do you mean?
Yeah, don't scare me like that, bro.
Oh, snap. You meant still.
Yeah. But yeah, T-Dot. That's one of our big trips. So we want to go up there. Hopefully it's not. If it's like this is my plan. So we want to go to Toronto so we can see a game, but we definitely want to go to Minneapolis, to see your boy Andrew Wiggins and Minnesota Timberwolves, because like I said, that is his favorite team. So we're gonna get that trip in too. So we got Bizzle. You about to rack up the airline miles. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're gonna do. So try to show them something different. So you know, we always go to the Hornets game. We're gonna continue to do that. But
we haven't gone to a Hornets game in like a year. What do you mean?
We went last year, bro. What are you talking about?
That's what I mean. In a year.
Yeah, you made it sound like we ain't gone in forever, man. I'm like, man, hold up, man. I'm about to pull up on you like Cam did Kevin Benjamin, man. You didn't know about the. Sorry, we just going back and forth from football and basketball, but so apparently Kevin Benjamin did an interview, and he was talking about Cam. He was talking about how he felt like Cam, if Cam was more accurate, then he would, you know, he would have done better in Carolina. He felt like Carolina wasn't a good fit for him, which is kind of odd because when he was in Carolina, he was the number one option. He got the most balls thrown at him. They made a point of emphasis to make sure he gets the ball and designed, the offense around him. And at times he made, his rookie year, he did really well. But after that, he struggled with injuries. He had drops, battled some, weight issues. So, and what made it even stranger is Cam really embraced Kelvin like that. So they were like really, really cool. They hung out. They trained together. So it was just weird that he just threw him a shot like that at him. Like he's not, Cam always has issue with his action. Nobody's debating that. But he really is a top-tier quarterback. He's helped the Panthers, become relevant. So it was just weird. So I said all that to say
the Panthers never were relevant.
Yeah, they're relevant because of Cam Newton. But I said all that to say this. If you ever question if we don't go to a Charlotte Hornets game, I'm going to pull up on you like Cam did Kevin Benjamin in the middle of the field at the beginning of the preseason game. So you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pull up on you. Oh, speaking of pull up, Did you hear about KD and CJ McCollum going at it?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
On his podcast.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Called the pull up.
We had this TV playing on the plane. I was just watching Sports Nation or Sports Center. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was Sports Nation, but like they were talking about how Kevin Durant is saying that he's not a sensitive person, that media is taking it out of hand. Then they're saying that's what a sensitive person would say. When you think about it, that kind of is correct.
Yeah, like Kevin Durant is, he's like really tired of people coming at him about joining the Warriors. And he's like, man, it's been like 2 years. He keep getting, oh, you shouldn't have done this, you shouldn't have done that.
And, he ruined the league.
No, I don't think he really. He's a free agent. That's his choice. He can do what he wants. But I would say just stand up and say it, man. He had the burner accounts, the secret accounts that he was going back and forth with people. Man, just own it, man. Like, they're not going to like you. Just be like, man, whatever. I'm doing what's best for me. So, but anyway, on the podcast, I listened to it. It was very funny because KD was basically got on there and just started roasting him. Like, man, you guys, CJ McCollum plays for Portland Trailblazers. And I was like, man, you guys got swept. You played like an AC when they were the number 3 seed. You guys are not going to do nothing. He's like, don't worry about what's going on at the top. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he's like, man, don't worry about what we're doing over here because y'all not going to be up here. Y'all not nowhere close to a title. It was just really roasting him. And it was fun. I mean, it was a really good interview. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I didn't think, like, beef, but it kind of exploded when CJ McCollum was on Twitter, and he was responding to a tweet about, you know, Kevin Durant. It's like, can you say, is it okay for us to call Kevin Durant the beep? And he was like, well, I wouldn't say that. And he made this big analogy about, like, joining a gang. Like, it was dumb. But, and then KD replied back, and it was like, yo, bro, I was on your beep podcast, and then he called him a snake in the grass, and everybody was like, oh, snap, oh, snap. But I don't think it was really beefed. I think, you know, they just kind of going back and forth. I think they're really cool, you know, so it's not nothing major. But it was something to give us, you know, give us something to talk about during the summer when basketball season is not going on. So it was fun. It was good to talk about. We got these jokes off, so that was good. Good content creation. So thank you guys, Kevin and CJ, for that. But yeah, that's it, man. That's all on the sports tip. Just been going on. We got preseason football right now. College football will be starting soon, so we'll get back to our you know full sports you know schedule, but. That's all that was going on, so we're going to end it on that. What's up, guys? It's your boy, Gray.
Your boy,
Bizzle. And I'm getting on Bizzle right now because he acting like he tired. This boy begs me to stay up an extra 30 minutes, an extra 10 minutes, 10 more minutes, then 5 more minutes. He asked me to stay up 5 more minutes for 10 times. And then now he acting like he tired now.
It
is only 9:23. 9:23.
I'm tired. You told me you don't want me to go to sleep.
No, I don't want you to go to sleep. I want you to stay up. Let's stay up to 3. Let's stay up to 3 o'clock tonight.
No.
What do you think about that? Let's do it. A challenge.
Okay, I'll do it with you.
You crazy? You gonna stay up?
I'll fall asleep.
Let me tell you what I did yesterday. So I'm downstairs watching anime. I'm watching a new anime. It's not new, but it's new to me. Called Fairy Tale. It's really good. And so I'm watching it and I'm on the couch and it's like 5 minutes left in that episode. And I fall asleep and I wake back up. And so I rewind it back to, you know, to the point where I fell asleep. I fall asleep again. I wake up, I rewind it again. I did this, no lie, guys. I did this like 4 times in a row. And I kept missing it, man. I was like, I cannot believe I'll keep missing this because I keep falling asleep. I need to take my butt to bed. But I was trying so hard to finish that episode because it was a really good episode. I can't remember what happened. I don't remember what happened, man. So I may have to go back and start over that whole episode. But it was funny. Like it was like Groundhog's Day. I just woke up, rewind it. A minute later, sleep. I wake back up, rewind it, back to sleep. So I say all that to say this. Your boy's washed because around 9:30, I get sleepy too. But Bizzle, you don't get – only time you get sleepy like this is when you had like an active day where you were outside running around doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, you've been chilling. I got blood taken from my body, okay?
Okay, yes. You had to go to the doctor. You had to you know, you had to do your little blood work checkup thingy. But still, you worked 12 hours today, and you had to drive across the city to work for your commute. Like you really like you struggling, bro. It's funny. He's talking about, man, I'm tired. I'm sleepy. But if he's playing Fortnite, oh, the energy level rises up. That boy got energy for days with Fortnite on, bro. He's been talk to us about the editing that you've been doing on Fortnite, man. It's been some really cool stuff that you've been doing with your Fortnite. Talk to the people.
Yeah, I know how to make thumbnails now. So I
Say it again. You weren't clear. Say it again.
Okay.
You're talking about blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what is that?
Okay, now I know how to make thumbnails. I can edit my own videos.
Say it again, because I still can't understand. If I can't understand, then I know the people can't understand you. Say it again.
Okay. I have learned how to make videos and thumbnails.
Oh, great. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
Robot Dizzle. All right, we're going to go ahead.
Okay, and then what I need to do, I need to basically go into playground mode. I need to like take a screenshot of my character doing something. And then I go from playground mode to replay mode and then put it on fully hidden HUD so that nothing on the screen shows up, because there's like the timeline bar, how much people were left, and then like how much health you have and stuff like that. So to do that, and then I just have a screenshot. Then I open up Share Factory. I gotta scroll down to photos. I gotta go to new project. Then I gotta name the project. Then I gotta add filters or text or something like that. And then once that happens, I gotta render it. Then I gotta save it. Then I gotta put it onto a video that I already had finished. And then I have to press the options button on it. Press generate thumbnail. Delete the screenshot, because I had to add it to the end of the video for some reason. And then that's basically how I make videos.
Man, that's pretty extensive, well, man.
That's the thumbnail.
The thumbnail. Like, so you're doing all this stuff through Fortnite on the PlayStation 4, man. I watch him, you know, I sit down and I watch him do this editing. Like, that's a very, very good skill that you have, man. And what you're doing is the same thing like a video editor would do, like for a movie, for a video, all the YouTube videos that we see, like these people. You know, Instagram comedians and YouTube comedians, like all their editing that they do to make those great shots. You're doing that, man. So that's really good. I'm very proud of you for doing that. You think about that something you want to go into, like maybe doing videography work, video editing and all that stuff like that?
I am not sure yet.
Not sure?
Because I'm only 10 years old.
Hey, you're only 10, but you can do a lot, man. You keep those same ideas, that same ambition. And we can roll with that, man. So I'm very proud of you doing that. I really enjoy. And he also has a YouTube channel. Give a shout out to your YouTube channel, man.
No.
You don't want to give a shout out to your YouTube channel?
No.
We got to get those subscribers up, man.
Ah.
Oh, now he wants to be shy. So earlier he acted like he was tired and sleepy. Now he acting like he's shy. Mind you, this is the same guy that is not shy to ask me for $10. Dad, can I get a dollar? You know what I'm saying?
That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah, I know. So you doing it for the podcast. That's why you asked me. Dad, I got a rep for the podcast.
I haven't asked you for money since last week. What do you mean?
Since last week. Y'all hear that?
I mean, not last week. Last month.
Last month?
I said I would buy nothing this month.
You know, you're right. You haven't asked me since last month.
Because
we're August. Either. It's August the 9th now. So last month was only like 10 days away, 10 days ago. So you're right. You did ask me last
month. Still going strong.
You still going strong?
I'm still going strong.
This boy talking about, man, I ain't even asked you for money today. Man, you stay asking for money.
I mean, this month.
Look, when you want something to eat, that's asking for money. When you want to play your PlayStation game, that's asking for money. Electricity. When you want some water, that's asking for money.
Even if it's my own spit?
No, that's gross.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Still water, though.
That's totally gross. Moving on. But yeah, now you sleepy and now you shy. But anyway, he has a YouTube channel. I shout it out. It's called Dayla TV.
No, it's not Dayla.
What is it?
It's Dayla TV. Hold up. I got, like, no subscribers, so, like...
He has a couple of subscribers. He just started... He created a new one. He had an old one. and he created a new one just for these Fortnite videos and uploads and stuff.
That's Fortnite. Thanks for squeezing my head in. They Low TV.
What is it?
They Low TV.
Day Low TV. That's
DayLoTV.
So subscribe. I'm giving you free. Well, I'm not giving you because this is our joint thing, but we're cross promotion. That's what cross promoting business YouTube channel, Day Low TV. So go on there, check out his cool Fortnite videos. He's out there, you know, really tearing the competition up.
I'll say that as I have 11 views.
And he's doing some really cool editing tricks. So check him out. Support my man. Support my man, Bizzle. He out here doing his thug nizzle. Let me see.
I do not associate with gangs, okay? I do not associate.
You're not affiliated, man. You're not Pyru.
No.
Well, let me quit playing. We don't be playing with gangs like that. Look, don't run out. Look, I ain't nobody. Nobody pull up on me like, "What's up, cuz?" I'm like, "Man, nothing, man. I ain't got nothing for you, partner. I'm just out here, bro. I ain't want no smoke, bro. I don't want no smoke. I'm just trying to live, my man. I'm just trying to live. Man, what else, Biz? What have I been doing, Biz? Like, I just been laying low. Like I said, I'm on to this new, and not new, but again, that's all.
New but old.
Yeah, new. Yeah. It's called Fairy Tale. It's dope. I'm like 50. I'm like in the 50th episode.
It's been like 2 weeks since you started it.
Yeah, they got a lot of episodes.
I would expect that since it came out. I did some research and it came out in like 2009.
Yeah, that's right, about 2009. But it's so many episodes, man, and it's so good. I think that I don't know, the characters always are, you know, compelling. I like the fight sequences. I like their powers that they have.
You try to blow me up, I must eat your fire.
Yeah, that's my boy Natsu, Fire Dragon, the Dragon Slayer. And then shout out
how's my man's a Dragon Slayer, but he is a dragon? What sense does that make? That's basically cannibalism.
That's what he's calling himself. I don't know, this is a name. But he was trained, he was taught by a dragon. And then that dragon, Ignail?
I think it was Ignail.
He left for some reason. But then he met up with another dragon slayer, the Iron Dragon Slayer. And his dragon, who taught him, left like at the same time. So it was like, I think it's going to be something, you know, where there's a reason why the dragons left at the same time. Like, they all left at the exact same time, the same day, the same month. So,
or maybe it's plot.
I don't know. But it's cool. So I've been doing that. What else have I been doing? Just working, you know, working. Been working longer hours, a little bit longer hours. So that's another reason why, you know, the pod, you know, we kind of, so with business vacation, with me working a little bit later, and it's just been a little bit tougher. And, you know, it's been, you know, summertime, and I was like, well, we can take a little break, but best believe we'll be back on our regular schedule every month, every, you know, once a week, or at least every 10 days, you know, we have an episode up. And we're going into the fall. We got school start, Matt. We got, you know, full slate of sports with college football, pro football, you know, basketball will be coming up. So we'll be back into it, man. No worries, guys. I hope you guys, you know, were not, you know, worried about us. We were good. We was living our best life out here. You know what I mean? Biz out here, just killing the game right here. Just killing the game, just being himself. 10 years old doing this thing. He's about to go into the fifth grade. I can't believe it. Like, he just was crawling. Now he's about to go into middle school almost. I mean, time is flying, man. So we just glad, you know, that we here and that we spend this quality time with one another. Even though sometimes I got to pull this dude, I got to put him in a headlock.
I can't move.
I'm gonna put him in a headlock. I'm gonna body slam him. And I'm gonna square up. I'm gonna be like, "What's up, man? What's up?"
I will square up.
He gonna square up too. Oh, I got that old man strength now, boy. You don't want none of this, boy. You don't want none of this. I'll take you down, boy. I'll be like old Otis on Martin, boy. I just want to take you down, boy. I'm just gonna take you down, boy.
No.
Oh, it's my bad. Your shoulder still hurt.
Yes.
I'm shot. Yeah.
I wasn't even shot in my shoulder. I got shot in my veins.
You shot in your veins. Yeah. Well, yeah. When you took your physical, you know, you took a shot in your shoulder too. So you all beat up.
Ow!
So it'll hurt if I hit you right here. No. I'm beating them up, guys. I'm gonna do a stone cold stunner on them. I'm going to pull out all the wrestling moves. What do you think about that? Off the top rope. Boom.
Ouch. Why did you hit the lower part of my back? That hurt.
Oh, my bad. As you can see, guys, we're back in the studio having fun, acting crazy. Bizzle acting like he hurt. He ain't hurt. Get up. You ain't dead. They coming to America. Red Steel Duke. Oh, man. Funny movie right there. Oh, man. What else? Bizzle, you listen to any music, man? Oh, you got it. We got Bizzle's beats coming. He's been working on some beats. He's been in the studio actually producing some beats. So the music that you will hear during the break between segments will be Bizzle's beats that he created. You know what I mean? So the boy is multi-talented. So I hope you enjoy that. Man, like I said, we're just out here just doing our thing, living our best life, out here just shooting the breeze. I'm out here putting people in headlocks. I might suit flex them next. If I do that, y'all gonna call social services on me or what? Y'all gonna take my
probably.
It's fault.
I don't want y'all
to do that. But man, we're back in the studio. We appreciate y'all coming out. I say that like I'm at the daggone show, like Russell Simmons. Thank y'all for coming out. God bless and good night. This is not Def Comedy Jam. This is Dad. Can I Get a Dollar? We thank you guys for listening to us. You know, as always, the podcast is available on the following platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Castbox. Say that three times.
Castbox.
I know, right? Also, email us at dadcanigetadollar@gmail.com. Send us your feedback. Let us know you're listening, you're tuning in. We will shout you out because we appreciate every one of you guys. We really do. Hit us up on the Twitter at daddollar. Retweet our links for our episodes and just share spread the word. Share the message that you have a pretty cool 10-year-old and a pretty cool dad. We're doing our thing, spending time with one another, cutting up, getting on each other's nerves, but we all do it in love. That's my guy. Very proud of him, and I love him dearly. I was going to give y'all Coming to America references all day. How about that, you know? Reverend Brown, love him dearly. That boy good and terrible.
This is America.
I say Coming to America, you say This is America.
Welcome
to Coming to This is America. How about we do a mashup of Coming to America and This is America? A video. Bizzle, can we do it? I think we can do it, man. a mashup of Coming to America and This Is America. That'll be dope. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, holler at us, man. We got something, man. We might have some content for you. We need y'all to cut the check though, because we're not gonna do this for free. I guess we are giving the idea for free on our podcast. But if we see y'all here with our idea, we will sue. We will sue. We got our best lawyers on the case.
Lawyer Barry.
Like, we're gonna have our picture on the buses, on the side of buses. You know what I'm saying, Barry and Barry. You need a call. You need justice. You've been in an accident. Call us, Barry and Barry. We're gonna take 35% of your settlement.
BB Company.
BB Company. Oh man, what's up? We was talking about movies and stuff. Coming to America. Any movies you looking forward to, or any good movies you saw this summer?
Flunk After Drill, it was fun.
Say it again. Can you speak English?
I want to see Uncle Drew's dad.
Yes, Uncle Drew. Yes, Uncle Drew. Yes, Uncle Drew. I forgot about that. Uncle Drew was funny, y'all. Like, low-key, high-key. It was hilarious. I was out there, like, ha-ha-ha laughing, not like Kiki. Like, man, yo, that's crazy. They had some old-school references in there. Shout-out to Kyrie Irving. I think he did a pretty good job. But I think, for me, the one who kind of stole the show was Chris Webber. He played, like, this preacher, this old reverend. And his wife was Lisa Leslie, and she was chasing him because she didn't want him to go play. And he snuck off, and she came in her big old Cadillac Escalade chasing him. You had Shaq, who was this big kung fu man, old kung fu guy, who was still mad at Kyrie character, you know, Uncle Drew. Reggie Miller, Lil Rel. It was very funny, man. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. The music in there was dope. They had a joke about, like, when Chris Webber was on the court, and he was like, they was telling him, hey, make sure, look, man, we don't have any timeouts left. You know, make sure you know we don't have any timeouts. So that's in reference to Chris Webber calling that infamous timeout against my Carolina Tar Heels. Which we appreciated because that helped us win. But he traveled before he called the timeout anyway, so it wouldn't matter. But it was fun, man. It was good. That was really good. A really good movie. What did you like about it, Bizzle? What was fun about that movie for you?
The fact that what's his name? He hit it off the backboard and then what's his name?
Oh, Reggie Miller. Yeah. Like, Reggie Miller was blind, basically. And he had his, he just thought he could still shoot, and he was terrible. But Uncle Drew gave him some goggles where he could see, and then he went lights out, buckets. And it was just funny, man. It was just a good movie, family movie. That had some stuff in there that was a little like, ooh, you know. But it was okay. Wasn't it okay, Biz?
Yeah.
It was anything offensive or, you know, kind of sketchy for him.
I never get offended, so, like, okay. I'm good.
Yeah, it was fine. It was funny. It was good. It was dope. So, yeah, that was right. Uncle Drew, that's a good closeout, Ben. Appreciate you reminding us that we did go see Uncle Drew. So, I think that's it, man. I'm just trying to think about anything else in closing. Yeah, that's it, man. But we back in the building, y'all. We're glad to give you, man, everything is falling. I know it's time to go because things are falling off the side. If this microphone fall breaks, you know, it's probably time to go. But,
well, we actually have another one over there. So, like.
Oh, yeah. We do got two mics. No, all I need is one mic.
Don't ask what we need the second one for.
We about to upgrade. Listen, I'm about to upgrade the production even more in the studio. We about to go next level with it. Wait, just wait on it. Wait on it. It's coming. I'm about to take it to the top. You know what I mean?
No.
You don't know what I mean?
I don't know what anyone means anymore.
You don't know? Oh, he's sleepy now. He's looking at it, rubbing his head, his eyes. He's like, man, you ain't slick, dog. He goes, you only want to play Fortnite in 10 minutes. I'm going to be like, nope. No. And they ain't gonna be mad. But guys, we just rambling, but it's good to ramble because we doing our thing. And we appreciate you guys listening in. Hit us up, dadcanigetadollar@gmail.com. Again, hit us up on Twitter @daddollar and listen to us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and CastBox. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, Bizzle, I love you, my guy. And we're going to do it again next week, for sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.